News Hit.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. Sand Tunes won't be so sandy after all, with organisers of the two-day music festival shifting the event to Metricon Stadium. It's after locals at Coolangatta put up a fight to stop the festival being held on the beach there, worried about the region's reputation as a family-friendly holiday destination. After checking out the Carrara venue last week, festival promoters have now announced the event will move north. The show featuring US rapper Travis Scott is expected to generate $10 million and bring an extra 35,000 people to Carrara. A motorcyclist has been killed in a hit and run on the Tweed. He died at the scene after a car crashed into two bikes at the corner of Riverside Drive and Tweed Valley Way in Tumbulgum yesterday afternoon, landing the second rider in Tweed Hospital with minor injuries. Police say the small blue hatchback failed to give way and fled the scene after the crash. They're now on the lookout for the vehicle with Queensland Rego plates 170ZCP. Gold Coasters could be paying more for a piece of snapper, pearl perch and mud crab at the deli, with the state government imposing new restrictions on commercial and recreational catch sizes. Fisheries Minister Mark Ferner denies opposition claims it's a knee-jerk reaction, saying stocks are at alarming new lows.
These changes are about protecting and sustaining the fishery industry, not shutting it down, and we will bring Queensland in line with other states and the Commonwealth.
Commercial fishers on the Gold Coast are also concerned the catch restrictions will destroy their livelihood. And more than 20,000 Year 12 students are preparing to sit for the last ever QCS exams across Queensland today and tomorrow. It's the end of an era for QCS testing, which started 27 years ago. A new senior assessment comes into effect from next year that will see eligible students receive an Australian Tertiary Admission Rank, or ATAR, instead of an OP. To sport, and the Titans will be desperate to snap a 10-game losing streak when they host the Dragons for the final round of the regular season this weekend. Back rower Sam Stone promising they'll give it their all for the sake of their fans on Saturday, regardless of how the game's going.
We want to give the fans something to cheer about, and you know, last game, so we want to go out there and put out our best foot forward for the last game and you know, give the fans something to cheer about.
And one day out from the crucial fourth Ashes test, and the Australian team still hasn't been decided. Mitchell Starc and possibly Mitch Marsh could be recalled to the side, with one batsman to be dropped to make way for Steve Smith's return. And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.